Ashraf Levent, live on Radio X. How are you, my friend?
Hey, great to hear your voice. Thanks for the call.
How was your trip? Was it the best trip ever in Davos? How would you qualify it? Because you met with superstars like Freeland, Jolie, and Trudeau. I mean, the guy's going out with Katy Perry, so he's a superstar. How would you assess your trip?
I met Katy Perry and her new Canadian boyfriend. Now, yeah. I'm just joking around. You know, I went to Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. Yeah. And in the course of 24 hours, I met with four liberal cabinet ministers or former cabinet ministers. I met with Trudeau, Chrystia Freeland, François-Philippe Champagne,
yeah, you're right,
and Melanie Joly. And in my last 5 years as a journalist, I have not been able to speak to one, let alone four liberal cabinet ministers. And that's because in Canada, if you try to ask them a question, you will be kept away by police. And I'm not exaggerating. Some of our reporters have been arrested or blocked or barred or banned. Whereas in Davos, as long as you don't threaten anyone or touch anyone, the police are fine. Now, there's an enormous number of police at the World Economic Forum, hundreds of police with very serious firearms. But they don't care about protecting the feelings of politicians. So I was able to ask any politician I saw any question. And it shows how backwards Canada is. We're a kind of banana republic when it comes to media freedom. Every other politician in the world is, you know, allows journalists to ask questions, except for Canada. I did more questions in one day than I did in 5 years.
You're wonderful. We're going to be translating, Ezra.
Mais il disait, regarde, en 24 heures là-bas à Davos, il a réussi à rencontrer quatre ministres ou ex-ministres du Canada. Trudeau, Joly, Champagne, Freeland. Il dit, en plusieurs années, là, j'ai pas été capable de faire ça au Canada. Puis quand je dis les rencontrer, c'est parce qu'être à côté et leur poser des questions pour vrai au Canada, la police va soit te harceler, même t'arrêter si jamais tu t'approches trop. Tandis que là-bas, tant que t'es pas menaçant, go, vas-y, la police te laisse faire. T'as le droit de poser des questions à des politiciens, puis eux autres, t'as le droit de te répondre ou pas.
Trudeau was so arrogant when you ask about the latest court decision on the truckers. Hey, how are you? I haven't met you in a while, Ezra. I mean, what a bunch of arrogant snobs, really. Freeland, she just landed a juicy lobbying gig, and she didn't care too much about you. And Jolie, she was smiling all the way around and making her entry into the convention. There's still a bunch of snobs. They don't care about the people.
Well, it was interesting. The first thing Trudeau said when I approached him was, no comment. And I said, well, the theme of the conference is dialogue. And I asked him a question. And then you're right. He slapped me on the back and he said, Ezra, great to see you again, which is a lie. Of course, he has arrested us and sent police against us many times. And then he said, I haven't heard from you. Where have you been in the last 10 years? And that's called gaslighting in English, yep, when you lie to someone to try and make them doubt the truth. We have tried an enormous number of times to ask them questions. And the one time we were able to, when we went to the federal court and got a court order to allow us into the election debates, he was furious and he sent lawyers to stop us. And when they failed, he wouldn't answer our questions. So first he ignored me. Then he tried to pretend we were friends, which is not true. Then he tried to gaslight me. And, you know, he tried to put it back on me. I mentioned that his bodyguards beat up one of my reporters.
Yep.
And he said, oh, so now you're blaming the RCMP. Like, he's actually a bit of a sociopath. And I felt a little bit bad for Katy Perry, who was with him. I don't know. I think he's sort of gross. Chrystia Freeland was gross in her own way. She accused me of being a spy for Vladimir Putin, but at least she answered a few questions.
Let's go. Let's translate that.
Donc ça, tu disais que, bon, Trudeau, Freeland, Joly, les deux étaient un petit peu arrogants. Les trois, en fait, étaient un peu arrogants quand ils ont rencontré. Puis il dit, là, il raconte comment ça s'est passé avec Trudeau. Au départ, il s'est approché, il a fait, regarde, pas de commentaires. Là, il a dit, ouais, mais tu sais, le thème de la réunion, pourquoi t'es ici, c'est le dialogue. Fait que là, c'est même jasé, mais en hypocrite, là. Tu sais, hey, Ezra, ça fait longtemps. Qu'est-ce qui t'est arrivé avec toi? Ça fait 10 ans qu'on ne s'est pas vu.
Passif-agressif.
Exactement. Alors que, tu sais, il a empêché au cours des années de poser des questions après les débats. Il est allé en cours, il a réussi finalement à poser des questions, puis Trudeau n'était pas content de ça. Puis en gros, dans la rencontre, il faisait du gaslighting. Il disait, regarde, il y a un de tes agents qui a déjà battu un de mes reporters. Puis il disait, ah, c'est quoi, t'en as contre la GRC, etc. Puis il dit, regarde, je t'ai rendu, je me sentais mal quasiment. Puis moi aussi, quand on regardait les images, tu te sentais mal pour Katy Perry, qui était comme, qu'est-ce que je fais ici, moi?
Et c'est un sociopathe, surtout.
Exactly.
So what do you make of Carney's speech? I mean, everybody was enthralled at CBC. Oh, yeah, he's so great. Oh, he's so nice. What a speaker. But it's just a rehash of different things just to please China and just to please all the Trump's haters, basically. What do you think? What do you make of it?
Well, we already have 100 pundits, newspaper commentators, people who give us their opinion about Trump. We don't need the prime minister to be a pundit. We need the prime minister to get a deal with Trump. And my opinion is that Trump is hard to deal with, but the thing that makes him the most mad is if you embarrass him in public, if you fight with him, if you defy him. He doesn't care if you disagree with him in private. But by Mark Carney trying to, you know, have this speech speaking truth to power and getting all the medium-sized countries to sort of team up against Trump, that's going to get Trump's back up. Now, some people say, that's great. We were speaking truth to power. Okay, if that's your goal, but I don't think that's the prime minister's goal. That's the goal of a pundit or a radio host to speak truth. The goal of a prime minister is to get the best deal possible for Canada, for Canadian auto workers, for example. And I think Mark Carney just enjoys poking at Trump too much. And he likes Trump's reactions because it stirs up anti-Americanism. And I think he's going to have a quick election. I think we might be in an election later this spring, and Carney will be running as the anti-Trump candidate, and I think he's going to win.
Yeah, I so agree with you. We're going to translate, and my last question is going to be right about it, but let's translate first.
Tu parlais du discours de Carney, puis regarde, on a déjà une tonne de chroniqueurs qui donnent leurs opinions sur Trump, donc pas besoin d'un PM qui fait pas mal la même chose, on a besoin d'un deal. Puis Trump, si t'es en désaccord avec lui en privé, regarde, c'est une chose correcte, ça passe, mais l'humilier en public, ça, il aimera pas ça. Pis là, tout le monde dit, ah ouais, mais tu sais, il a tenu tête au pouvoir, ouais, OK, mais ça donne quoi au final? Ça donne quoi au monde? Ça donne quoi aux Canadiens? Ça fait juste nourrir l'anti-américanisme. Puis selon lui, ça va faire en sorte que Carney, tu sais, c'était partisan, là. Il s'enligne vers des élections, puis il risque même de les gagner majoritaires, si ça arrive.
I agree with you. It's going to be a spring election. So if you were Poilievre's advisor, how would you advise him? What would be the strategy in terms of policy and in terms of communications?
Well, listen, I don't know if this would work, but I think he has to do something dramatic. And I would do this. I would say he promised he would deal with Trump. He failed. He's had a year and he has no results. Let me try. But then I would choose another controversy. Because if you don't choose a controversy for yourself, the media will choose one for you. What controversy could Poilievre choose? I have an idea. He should say he's going to deport the 4 million people in Canada whose visas have expired. He should use the word remigration. He should do what they're talking about in Europe and what Donald Trump is talking about, getting people out of Canada who no longer have the legal right to be here.
It should be like Neil Farage. It should be Canada's Farage. What do you think?
Sure. And I would even go a little bit further. But look at Farage. He's winning because he's talking. That's the one policy the Liberals will never copy. He should say, we're not going to accept all these Haitian people that are coming up from America. We're not going to accept all these Somali people. We're not going to accept all these people from India who came as temporary foreign workers. We're going to say, thank you, now go home. We're not going to accept a million international students. We're not going to accept people just because Tim Hortons wants to pay a few dollars an hour less. And, you know, don't be racist and don't be mean, but say you are going to run on deporting 4 million people who are here illegally. And the media will freak out and the opposition will freak out, but a majority of Canadians support it and you'll get off the Trump subject over which you really have no control. That's my recommendation. Campaign on immigration. It's what the Liberals cannot copy.
Yeah, but he's so multiculturalist. Like, you don't want to talk about against the communities, because the Canadian politics model is you go into a mosque or a church or whatnot, and you get the votes. So that's the problem with Canadian politics.
True. Yeah. You know, my colleague Alexa Lavoie filmed the great basilica in Montreal.
Yeah.
And as the pro-Hamas protesters took up the whole sidewalk using that for Islamic prayers outside the basilica. And I think that if you run saying, respect Canada, if you don't have the legal right to be here, you must go home, I think you will get such a large percentage of support, including from Canadians who came here legally.
Yep.
Kick out the 4 million who have to go home. And yeah, that's my advice. Maybe it's terrible advice, but that's my advice.
That's great. That's a great advice, as a matter of fact. Thank you so much, Ezra. You're doing such a good job. Thank you.
Merci, mon ami. Talk
Merci.
To you later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 9:48.
Donc, en gros, tu lui as demandé, ça serait quoi? C'est un stratège pour Poilievre. C'est quoi tu lui dirais? Il dit, il faut qu'il fasse quelque chose de gros. Carney n'a pas de résultat avec Trump, donc donnez-moi une chance. Mais sinon, plus que ça, il devrait faire un gros coup. Il y allait avec un gros coup, ça va occuper les médias en plus, là. Parler de, tu renvoies dans leur pays les 4 millions pas de Canadiens, mais de gens qui sont au Canada, puis qui ont un visa qui est expiré, qui n'ont plus d'affaires ici. Tu dis qu'on va resserrer l'immigration sur un peu tout, là. Les médias vont capoter, les oppositions aussi, mais la population va aimer ça. Puis là, tu y répondais.
J'adore!
Mais tu y répondais, ouais, mais Poilievre est multiculturaliste. C'est comme la politique au Canada, c'est ça. Oui. Tu vas faire un tour dans une mosquée, après ça, dans un temple juif, etc. Mais ils se gardent. Si tu fais campagne sur le respect du Canada, puis nos lois et tout, puis si t'es pas content, retourne dans ton pays. Les Canadiens vont aimer ça. Et même les nouveaux arrivants au Canada vont aimer ça aussi.
Ceux qui ont passé à travers les étapes.
Légalement. Oui. Exact. Puis qui se sont sauvés de leur pays pour ces différentes raisons-là.
Très, très bon. C'est Nigel et non Neil Farage. Nigel Farage, qui risque d'être le prochain premier ministre de l'Angleterre, soit dit en passant.